The Royals are in first place and the USA won its first game at the World Cup. How much better can things get? Well, maybe a whole lot better if the USA keeps winning soccer games. And here to tell us if that'll continue to happen is Frances Silva. She's in her first year as a midfielder with the FC Kansas City. Frances, nice to have you. Good morning. She'll call back in just a minute. Also back with us is Chance Myers. Yeah, he's a defender with Sporting KC. Chance, nice to have you. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, soccer seems to be absolutely exploding on the American scene right now. What do you make of it, and just how exciting is it for you players out there to see all this happening?
Yeah, I mean, with this World Cup the past week, you know, seeing the game on Monday night, just seeing from across the country all these watch parties, thousands and thousands of people gathering. You know, we had 12,000 people down here at Power and Light watching the game.
12,000 people is incredible.
It's remarkable, and it's only growing.
Yeah. What does it mean for the game going forward?
It means we're on the right path, you know, for soccer in America. It's, you know, it started maybe 20 years ago, really having a plan to grow and just have a slow incremental growth. And, you know, 20 years from that start date, I think we're on the right path.
Okay. Let me get Frances Silva back on the air here. She's in her first year as a midfielder with FC Kansas City. Frances, good morning. You there, Frances? Frances, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
What do you make of this, the fact that 12,000 folks are down in the Power and Light District watching this game, that the game seems to be exploding? What does this mean for soccer across the country?
I think it's huge. I mean, I was there, and it was a great atmosphere. I think that it's great for Kansas City to have that many fans. I mean, there's a reason that we're one of the best, if not, you know, the best soccer city in the U.S., and I think the amount of people that were at P&L and just supporting our team is just great for the game and great for our city as well.
Do you think that Kansas City is the best soccer city in the country, Frances?
I'm a little biased having grown up here, but I think so. I mean, I think that Kansas City having a successful the successful teams that they have, and Sporting and, you know, FCKC and the Comets and things like that, is huge. And then having that such a nice soccer complex out in Overland Park really helps bring up the youth movement. So I think that it is a really big soccer city, if not the biggest.
Yeah. So Chance Myers, 2 years from now, given this explosion of interest, what's this going to mean for Sporting KC, given what's happening right now?
Well, I mean, I've been here since, you know, the inception of Sporting Kansas City, and we used to play in a baseball park, you know, Community America Ballpark, and just over the last 4 years, you've seen the growth, and we're filling out our stadium. We're selling out, I think, 45 games in a row. We're selling out a 20,000, you know, fan stadium. So it's only going to get bigger. I think the youth aspect, youth soccer here in Kansas City is probably one of the top five markets in the United States. So.
Yeah. It's coming fast, is the bottom line. Yeah. Well, Clint Dempsey, Frances, scored the fastest goal in American World Cup history against Ghana on Monday. Describe for us how that goal came about.
It was just really good play down the left flank, and Clint took a really, really nice touch to beat his defender and then just put it away, which is huge for him to be able to score so quickly and put us on the board. And I think he just did a really good job of, you know, great individual play by him to be able to put that away with that much pressure on him.
Chance, what was your reaction to that goal so quickly in that first match?
I almost missed it. You know, I took my seat 30 seconds into the game. You know, that rarely happens. But, you know, he did a really good job of cutting inside and, you know, putting a move on two guys and just finishing clinically, you know. And so he, you know, he put us on the front foot, but it's always kind of a scary thing when you score early because it changes your mentality a little bit. It lets you, you know, think you have a lead, so you have to bunker in a little bit. So, you know, and Ghana is a really good team, so they put a lot of pressure on us.
Beating Ghana, how big a deal was that exactly, Chance? Because you think of Ghana, you think of a small country. How big a deal was it?
Well, if you go back 8 years ago, they beat us in the World Cup. You go back 4 years ago, they beat us in the World Cup. Yeah. So it was, you know, it was more of a rivalry kind of thing for us, not just a World Cup game. So it was fun.
And we were matched against Ghana both the last two World Cups, just on the pure chance of getting lumped in the same group with them, right?
Yeah, and that happens because you see a lot of the same teams going to the World Cup. So these matchups happen.
Frances, Ghana evened up the score then in that first game. What goes through your mind when an opponent comes back like that? What were you thinking at that point?
It's hard to be able to come back. You know, you've gone the whole game being up, and then they score, and then they're putting a whole bunch of pressure on you. I think it was great by the U.S. team to be able to mentally flip the switch and be back on the attack and get that second goal. I think that it shows a lot of heart from them and just resiliency to not give up. You know, once you they tie that game up and they're putting so much pressure on you, it's easy to then give up the second goal or whatever the case may be. But they didn't do that, and they were able to actually get the second goal themselves. So I think that's great for them.
And then the winning goal chance, your teammate, you know, so late in the match, had a big hand in that goal. Again, how exciting was that for you to see that?
It was massive. It was so exciting. Where I was watching it with probably about, I don't know, probably 100, 150 people, and everybody went nuts. It was It was insane feeling. And what you see, you look at it, we had two injuries early, so we had no fresh legs. So once they brought Graham on, he had a spark, and he had some fresh legs, and he was doing some things down the right side.
Yeah. How important was it to this team, Chance, and its confidence to finally get past Ghana? How big a deal?
It was massive. It was, you know, it was something in the back of their heads, you know, leading up to the World Cup. They knew they had them first. That's all they had to prepare for. So getting that first win, it's going to give them a lot of confidence going into Portugal, and just getting a result. A tie is what they need right now.
You know, how nervous, Francis, do you think the players were before that first game?
I would assume a little nervous, but it's kind of nervous anxiety. It's good. It's not a bad thing to be nervous. I'm sure they just wanted to get on the field after having watched so many games throughout the week. So I'm sure they were a little nervous, you know, some butterflies, but Clint's goal probably put that away pretty quickly. So, you know, they're always going to be a little nervous. So I don't think it's a bad thing.
You think they're nervous, Chance?
Yeah, but once you step on the field, all the nerves kind of go away.
Do they?
You use that energy to, you know, to propel yourself.
Yeah, would you be nervous walking on that world stage like that in a match like that?
Absolutely, but I think I'm more nervous watching our teammates play than I am actually playing in a game.
Is it hard for you to watch your buddies?
Yeah, it's really hard. You want them to do well. You don't want them to, you know, have a rough go at it, but you know, they're really good players, so I wasn't too worried.
So, again, seeing Graham Zuzi inbound that ball the way he did, that must have been just a real kick in the pants.
Yeah, he does that on a daily basis, so it's nothing new for him.
So the match against Portugal is on Thursday. That's tomorrow. Francis, how likely is it we can beat Portugal? Obviously, they have the great Ronaldo on that team. What do you see how you see this thing shaking out?
They look favorable. Portugal's got, you know, Pepe on the red card and a couple of injuries. So I think that we're going to match up pretty well. We got to come out and just, you know, take it one game at a time and just only look at Portugal and play hard and do what we can. Obviously contain Ronaldo as much as possible. And I think that we have a chance. I mean, I don't think that there's any reason for anyone to be scared of Portugal or think that the U.S. isn't going to be able to pull it out, because I think they definitely have a chance.
Chance, have you ever played against Ronaldo?
I have not.
Tell me about him. Why is he great?
It's a daunting task. He's big. He's fast. He's technical. He runs off the ball. He doesn't lose the ball when he has it. He, you know, it's a guy that you always have to have two guys focusing on. You know, one guy to put pressure, one guy to cover. And as long as we can, you know, take away his strengths and make him drop back and make him defend a little bit, because he likes to cheat and stay high up on the field. So when Portugal wins it, they have an outlet. So if we can,
in other words, he can break towards the goal.
Right, yeah,
more
he stays
quickly.
As close as he can to the opposite goal. So his goal, he doesn't like to come back and defend like most wingers do, most outside midfielders do. So if we can take away that and kind of make him defend, but always make sure we have an eye on him.
You say he's technical. That means what?
He's very good with his feet. He doesn't lose the ball. He keeps the ball close to him, and you know he knows what he's going to do before he even gets the ball.
Have you ever played against somebody that skilled?
I mean, there's guys in our league in Major League Soccer who, you know, have come over from overseas, but even guys in the league like Landon Donovan, he's very good. Robbie Keane, who plays for LA Galaxy, he played in England for a long time. He's an Irishman. He, you know, they're very, very smart. They think two, three plays before they even, you know, see the ball.
Wow. Francis, I can't help but note that the Women's World Cup is up next year. What are your early thoughts on what the chances are for the USA team next year?
The U.S. team's always very strong, and they do a really good job in these World Cups and a great job of preparing. So I like our chances, but I like our chances every time we go and step on the field. So I think that they're going to be ready, have some injuries now, but I think they'll be healthy, and I think they're going to be strong and hungry, because it's been a while since we won a World Cup. We've won Olympics and stuff, but it's been a while for the World Cup stage. So I think that they're going to come out and perform as well as they can. And like I said, our chances are good.
Francis Silva, give me some perspective here. Which team has the better chance in the World Cup, the U.S.'s men's team or the U.S.'s women's team?
probably the women's team, just out of history and having been successful on the world stage. But the men's team's always growing. They're always getting better each World Cup. The women's team has just kind of been there and been successful. Like I said, they just won the Olympics, got second at the last World Cup. So they've got the experience on their team to go to that final or to win it. So I'll give them the edge, but the men's team's always catching up.
Chance Myers, how do you view it?
I look at it like it's like any other sport. It doesn't. The best team doesn't always win. It's a team that's, you know, it's hot right now. They're playing good soccer, but they're finding ways to win. And U.S., maybe the men's team doesn't always win like a beautiful game, but they're going to win it. You know, they're going to put everything they have into it. The women, historically speaking, they're always there. They're always, you know, at the final of the World Cup. So obviously they have the upper hand right now, but the men aren't far behind.
Well, why do the women have the upper hand, Chance?
You know, it's a tough question. Maybe just the growth of women's sports in soccer in general, it grew a little bit quicker here in the States. But I don't know. It's just something that they've proven, you know, the past 20 years to be very, very successful.
Francis, what's your take on that? Why do the women have the upper edge?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the growth of women's sports in the U.S. was a lot quicker, I think, than other countries. Not to say that they're not very good, because they are catching up really quickly, but I think that we have so many young athletes playing here and having the best facilities and the best training programs and great college programs, things like that. So I think that that is helping our women's team, our women's national team, be as good as it is. And then obviously having a league here now is really big, because everyone's staying local, playing with each other, playing against some of the greatest competition that they can play. So I think it's that all that put together is really helping our national team.
Chance, just quickly, what should fans watch for in the match tomorrow night against Portugal? What should we be looking for?
Well, it's on Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Okay. You know, you just watch, make sure we're balanced. We have a bunch of guys behind the ball, and we're not giving any space to their attackers. Nani on the right side, he's one of their powerhouses, and Cristiano as well. And just making sure we keep the ball a little bit better than we did, you know, in the first game against Ghana.
Control the ball,
you know, give guys a rest. You know, we were defending for about 85 minutes last game, and that kills your legs. Huh. And that's why maybe we had two injuries early. We were getting really tired.
So we need to be on offense more often.
Yeah,
than we
need to keep the ball. Maybe a little bit more possession will help us out in the long run.
That's Chance Myers. He's a defender for Sporting KC. Frances Silva is in her first year as a midfielder with FC Kansas City. Thank you both for your time. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thanks much.